New figures released by Eurostat this week show that the Czech Republic attracted 8.8 billion euros in foreign direct investment, or FDI, last year. That's 5.2 billion euros more than 2 years previously, and higher than foreign direct investment in any other new EU member state. Overall, the Czech Republic ranked 8th among the Union's 25 members. So what exactly does that mean in terms of the economy? And how does it affect the ordinary Czech citizen? Dita Asiedu spoke to economic analyst Vladimír Pikora.
We can see that in the Czech Republic, these investments brought many thousands new jobs, mainly in car industry, however, also in other industries. And these companies, on average, have better access to foreign markets, therefore they have better results and can afford to pay higher wages. Besides that, there are some spillover effects when you have foreign colleagues. These foreign colleagues bring foreign know-how, and you have access to new technologies, and you have access to seminars abroad, to travel to headquarters in other countries, which also increases your value in the market.
Now, foreign direct investment in the Czech Republic has been growing for several years now. Why is that the case? And in what ways is it more attractive than neighboring Slovakia, for example, which only recorded 1.7 billion euros last year, but has been considered the economic tiger of the new EU member states?
I would say that the most important point is mainly location. Because of location in the heart of Europe, many companies set up here their headquarters, their businesses, because it's easy to travel home for the managers, and it's also easy to export abroad, because these companies are on average mainly oriented on exports to Western Europe. And in the Czech Republic, we have significantly better infrastructure than in other countries, mainly a higher number of highways, and therefore the costs for transportations are significantly lower. Besides that, the labor force is significantly cheaper than in Austria or Germany, and therefore production here is cheaper. There are also some non-economic factors, something like advertisement that the Czech Republic tried to lure many investments in the past by ads on TV, in magazines, by several roadshows. So all these factors played a role.
And how do you foresee the country's future in terms of foreign direct investment?
Well, we can see a change of the structure of investments. While in the past we saw only simple investments, something like assembly halls, now we see new investments with higher added value. Companies started to allocate here their headquarters, and not only for CE markets, but also for their global businesses. And that's crucial, because in the past we saw only simple investments which gave work to not educated workers, while now these investments bring also research and development.
Economist Vladimír Pikora was talking to my colleague Dita Asiedu.